If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Our good friend and pet expert, Steve Dale. Good evening, Steve, and once again, welcome to WGN. You're home away from home. That's right.
Yes, yes. Hey, D-Day is an exciting day for me. That's dog day, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think so.
Well, yes. Yeah, okay. It's not dog day, Steve. I just don't know how to break that to you, but...
Yeah. I didn't know. So imagine this is happening to you. Don't tell me if it has. So you're driving down the street. Mm-hmm. You're kind of minding your own business, and you look in the rearview mirror, and you see that red and blue flashing light. And then you hear, pull over, pull over. So you do.
Right.
But then do you do this? Do you quickly switch places with the passenger? So you're not to blame.
I've never done that, no.
Have you ever done it when the passenger is a canine?
Well, if I've never done it, that excludes all two-legged or four-legged beasts in nature. So if I have never done it at all, I've never done it with a canine. I've never done it. I feel like I'm Dr. Seuss. I've never done it with a canine. I've never done it with a turtle. No, I've not. I've never done that.
Well, this driver did. So what? The police officer goes up to the car, and the window is already halfway rolled down. He looks, the police officer, into the window of the car and sees behind the wheel a dog. And then the guy wearing a red baseball cap type thing, which he saw from behind, is now in the passenger seat. So he switched places. That's quick thinking, I will say that. This happened in Colorado. According to law enforcement, it was discovered that this human that was driving was probably at least they were concerned that under suspicion, that's the word I was looking for, of drunk driving, by the way he was driving. Mm-hmm. And it turned out when they ran a make on him, see, I know police lingo, that he had been wanted for arrest elsewhere in the state. He was at the time going over 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, and he was charged also with resisting arrest, because when they went back to the police car, the police officer did, to hear all the information, the guy made a run for it.
Oh.
He ran toward the police car, so he ran right into the arms pretty much of the police officer. So he was also arrested for resisting arrest, although it didn't work out very well for him. Now, the good news is no charges at all against the dog, and the bad news for this guy is he'll probably spend some time in jail.
You know, I'll say this for the dog. I don't know how much driving experience the dog had, but he had the good sense. He had the good sense to keep the car in neuter. Hey, thank you. More with Steve. Yes, when we come back on 720 WGN. We're in the midst of a discussion with Steve Dale, so you know that's got something to do with pets, a variety of types. But right now, Steve, I believe we are going to move to the area of excrement evacuation.
Yeah, you know what? Yes?
Otherwise known as picking up dog poop.
Interesting to me is that of all the complaints public officials hear about dogs, so loose dogs, stray dogs that bite, maybe dogs, people don't get rabies tags for dogs. All of these are issues, I understand, but the most significant complaint that they hear regarding dogs, not the neighbor's barking dog, it is people who don't pick up after their dog.
Well, I don't know why they don't. It's not that big a deal. I do it every day. I mean, come on. My only suggestion is that if you use, like, I don't use a specifically made apparatus that has been manufactured to pick up dog poop, like, you know, a broom at the end of a handle with a scraper on it or something like that. No. I reuse, you know, plastic bags from wherever we've been, the plastic bag. But I have one extra little tip. If you're a person who uses a plastic bag, and I tell you this tip from my personal experience, before you use a bag, make sure that the bag is intact and there's no ripping or hole in it, because a little bit later, you might pay the price. Thank you, and now back to Steve.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, me too. So,
just
about 2 months ago, I'm scooping it, and what I do is I turn the bag inside out and put my hand in it.
Yeah, me too.
And that was a hole.
Yes.
And I put my hand, and I'll stop.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
But we really need to pick up, and the reasons for that are that there are lots of them. Number one, disease. Dogs can and do spread disease to other dogs, as well as parasites, intestinal parasites to other dogs and potentially to people if we don't pick up. But there are some other things, too. Obviously, it's the polite thing to do. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've scraped off my shoes more times than I can count other people who don't pick up.
That's not easy. That's not an easy thing either. No, not easy.
You know, do you do yoga?
No.
Isn't that what downward dog is all about?
There is a position in yoga called downward dog, yeah.
Isn't that the same as when you bend over to pick up?
No.
Maybe not. I don't know.
No, Steve.
No.
You know, your expertise on yoga only matches your expertise on D-Day. No, that's not... That's not, no, downward dog has nothing to do with a dog.
All right, another advantage.
I know about yoga. I've taken yoga, but I'm currently not.
My wife won't let me take a class that she's ever in yoga.
Good idea.
Yeah, then you understand. She says something about me disrupting the class and that it's wrong that every 20 minutes I ask where the food is. I don't understand. I think that's fine. Another important note regarding picking up is that you can see what the dog did, and that's actually important. If you note blood in the stool, or you note that it's too loose or really like a rock, something's going on with your dog, and it's important to know that. And one way to know that is to pick up, actually. And it goes somewhere, right? And it goes eventually into the water table. That's not a good thing for any of us. And there is one group of animals that loves dog poop, flies. So we're helping to increase the fly population not picking up. And I'll tell you, some condo developments are so serious about it that they've actually spent the money to genetically test dogs. So I'm now a resident of that condo, and I just moved in, and they want me to get, and I have to pay for it as a new resident, a genetic test to determine what my dog's DNA is.
That's like $150.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And then if someone doesn't pick up one day, they take a sample. And they have everyone's dog's DNA, and they match the DNA, and then you get fined. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Well, I suppose if you're going to be, if you're going to be that strict about it, I guess that's one way to go, because, you know, dog do DNA don't lie, at least as far as I know.
It does not lie. No.
God, man. That's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
But you know, as we both said, I mean, we kind of understand, and it's your responsibility to pick up.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes I, as you do, stumble upon an animal story with great relevance, and I'm about to tell you about one.
Oh, goody.
Can I hear more enthusiasm, please?
I'd love to hear it. We all love to hear it. Wouldn't we, everybody? Everybody raise your hand. Everybody wants to hear it, Steve.
Yay. Okay.
Yeah.
Police near Ottawa, Canada are not doing their jobs.
No.
Because they should be. No, they're not. They should be arresting drunk raccoons for walking under the influence.
Can I ask how the raccoons got drunk? I mean, eating some fermented berries or something?
How did you know? You're totally right. You apparently have joined in raccoon parties in your past. Overripe fermented berries. And they act very strangely as a result. They kind of meander meaningless down the road. They even fall over in the middle of the road. People are finding them at their doorsteps. Anywhere and everywhere, they don't care.
Sounds a lot like people we know, doesn't it? Mm. Just saying.
That is a very
any names there?
That is a very humorous image, though, I must say.
That's priceless.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that explains why they have rings under their eyes.
Good idea. Good question. Good comment.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
So good grief.
I have one more thing to say before we run out of time. Happy Independence Day. So for us, July 4th is really exciting. It isn't that far away at this point. But for dogs, not so much. And what I typically do is appear on radio shows like yours, like on July 3rd, when the fireworks have already begun. And it's gotten crazy.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know where we're going with
this. Yeah, so it's gotten absolutely crazy. I mean, fireworks, I think, start in March now, you know. But we can actually do something about it for many dogs, and this is the time to start. So what you do is you go to YouTube, find one of a zillion videos out there of fireworks. That's not watching the fireworks that the dogs care about. It's hearing them play it at a very low volume. At the same time, offer your dog treats or play with your dog. And the idea is for the dog to associate fun, this is great, with the sound of fireworks. And gradually, over time, you pump up the volume. So now the fireworks in your house are going bang, boom, really loud. Your dog doesn't care. That's the goal. Because the dog has associated those fireworks with something really fun. Now, does this work for all dogs? It doesn't, because some dogs do understand that this is a recording, or at least they understand it's not the real thing.
And Steve, dogs who get it can save their human from having their arm pulled out of its socket. I've had that experience. I had dogs as a kid. Fireworks, it was like, oh, boy, here it comes, because I knew where she was going. Home. Yeah. Fast.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And they are so afraid. I do believe that many of these dogs, some cats too, actually believe they are going to die. So people think, okay, well, the dog's going to figure this out. Year to year, there's this loud sound around this time of year, and the dogs will eventually understand no real harm comes to them. In fact, the reverse is likely true for most dogs and cats as well. They actually become more fearful year after year after year. There are many nutraceutical products. That's not a nutritional supplement or a pharmaceutical. It's like a hybrid in the middle. So you don't need a prescription for that. Some have science behind them. Those are the ones I like. One is Zilkeen. It's a hydrolyzed milk protein to take off the edge. There are pheromone products that you can. So this will help you along. But I'll tell you, for dogs, this doesn't convince. And you know by sometime at the end of June when the fireworks begin that, okay, this was a good effort, but for some reason it helped a little bit or didn't help at all. For those dogs, talk to your veterinarian about a pharmaceutical. And then people complain, well, the dog is acting like really out of it, and the dog is like sleeping all that. I would rather, if it were me, and I think it's the same for dogs, would rather be, if I'm afraid of, say, snakes, and you put me in a room with 1,000 snakes, would you rather be sleeping or having to deal with those snakes? Taking a nap isn't so bad. So if that's the worst that happens, And these drugs aren't long-acting. The fireworks aren't, although more and more they seem to go on and on and on and on. But still, the point is to do something about it so the dog or cat isn't absolutely terrified, but ideally start now.
All right there. Once again, Steve Dale, providing important and vital information to those of us who are concerned with pets.